Congratulations on your selection as the OPSEC program manager for your commander unit. If you're fortunate, you have inherited an already established program. If not, you should make sure that you have an assistant program manager appointed with you. This is a good time to mention some of the requirements directed in SecNavinst 3070.2, specifically paragraph 4. Commanders are solely responsible for their OPSEC programs. Management of the program can be delegated as appropriate, but at a minimum, someone with sufficient authority and staff to manage the program for the command. This is you we're talking about. There are several items you need to take care of right away. The first is to get appointed in writing so you can begin implementing your program. The second most important thing is to receive the appropriate OPSEC training, the Navy's OPSEC Program Manager Course, CIN:J-2G-0966. Contact the Naval OPSEC Support Team for more information about the course. Next, take a look at your organization's OPSEC instructions. I don't see any instruction materials around here. Well, if you don't have one, then you should create one. Contact your immediate senior in command or the Naval OPSEC Support Team for assistance. Part of your instruction should include a critical information list as an enclosure. Command critical information lists are required and highly recommended as an enclosure to your new instruction. OPSEC programs cannot be run by just one individual at the organization. If your organization is large enough, you should assemble a working group from all divisions or departments. A PO1 from admin department, supply department, engineering, etc. And they should be thoroughly qualified in their functional areas. You should also include your public affairs officer and webmaster in your working group. Both of these individuals continuously project information about your organization as part of their regular duties, and they should fully understand what critical information should be protected. Your working group should assist in developing your critical information list. Each department or functional area can determine critical information relevant to their mission within the command. Review Enclosure 3 of the SecNavinst. Once you get your administrative requirements in place, it's really time to get to work. Schedule and complete your required annual assessment. Assessments determine how and where your critical information is most vulnerable to adversary collection. Again, there is plenty of doctrine and guidance on how to conduct assessments. If you have doubt, then contact the Naval OPSEC Support Team. If you're at one of those organizations that conducts operations or operational planning, then get involved. Whether you like it or not, OPSEC is part of all operations and a significant aspect of tests, experiments, plans. This program isn't just something you should try and establish or fix before an inspection. Like anything else, OPSEC requires constant and consistent maintenance, a constant drumbeat in order to inculcate a culture of OPSEC at your organization. Good luck!